Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. Okay, so today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Victoria V. She is no stranger to the dance music scene. Hailing from Canterbury, Kent, she moved to South London 2 years ago to further and pursue her career in music. After hanging up her headphones following a successful 10-year DJ career playing house music on her own radio shows and in venues such as Ministry of Sound, Victoria V fell in love with drum and bass. Whoop, whoop. For the last 3 years, she has lived and breathed drum and bass and is now fully submerged into the scene. This year, we'll see her first release as a producer. She's also held residencies with Liquid and Envy, played at the Source Bar in Maidstone regularly, and put on her own event called Le Funk Maison. Victoria is also part of a duo vocalist with Ms. B. She has a radio show on Origin every other Saturday, and she also has That's Drum and Bass. She also has a garage radio show on Divine Radio every other Sunday. Mate, Victoria, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Pleased to be here.
That's exciting. So not many people know, but we first met at Hospitality on the Beach a couple of years ago, didn't we?
We did indeed, and what a ball we had, hey?
Oh my God, what a fun week that was.
That was so good.
It was so good, and you were just kind of starting back into drum and bass and your love of drum and bass after a successful house music career, so it's been amazing to follow your journey so far.
Yeah, I know, it's been great for me actually, because I kind of fell out of love with house music. And fell in love with drum and bass, so it seemed like the natural progression.
So tell us how did you get into music in the first place?
I was always musical as a child. I used to play instruments and I was in the choir singing and I was in the marching band in the Air Cadets, you know. I was very musical as a child.
Rewind. I was in the marching band in the Cadets.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
I had to play the glockenspiel and the snare drum.
I feel like this is something about a miscongeniality, the glockenspiel.
It's like a xylophone that you wear on your hip and play upwards. But yeah, and that was all good. I've just been absolutely crazy about music from, you know, well, a child. And I just kind of continued that journey and it evolved into dance music. My interest changed and fell in love with house music, funky house, head candy, that kind of thing.
Nice.
Probably in my mid-20s that happened. And on my 30th birthday, I decided that after quite a long time, you know, bringing up children and working in the corporate world, I wanted to do something for myself. So I went to night school and I learned how to DJ.
Amazing.
Yes. And, you know, never looked back since then. So I learned on vinyl, actually. Okay. That was really good for me. To learn the vinyl, and now I'm on digital, but obviously to still have the skill, I can go back to vinyl whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, I think once you've learned how to play vinyl, you can literally turn your hand to anything.
I think it gives you a really good foundation.
Yeah, it does. And I actually had a go on my mate's decks the other day, and I was on his vinyl decks, and I haven't played on vinyl I used to play on vinyl, like same as you, haven't played for years, all been on Serato, and oh my God, what a shock. I was like, wow, I need to get back on the vinyl decks and like do some practice.
I thought it was like riding a bike and you never forget how to do it.
Yeah, well, I had a few G&T, so I could blame that, but, yeah. Definitely, but there's something amazing about playing on vinyl, I think. But it is natural progression, isn't it, this day to move to digital?
I think if nothing else, it saves the bruises on the shins from lugging the record boxes around, because I didn't enjoy that part.
Oh my God,
it's also cheaper to buy digital music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And especially, well, now with Brexit and the whole postage malarkey, trying to get anything sent anywhere is an
nightmare.
But anyway, carry on your story. Carry on.
Yeah, so basically, when I went to night school to learn how to DJ, the aim for me was to become good enough to get a gig in a bar. And if I'd accomplished that, then that was it, you know. I was more than happy with that. But it just went way, way beyond that. So at first, I couldn't get to grips with it, to be honest. It was very difficult for me to pick up and learn how to do it. And I had bought these decks, 1210s, and they were stacked in the corner of my bedroom with all my washing piled up on top. And I was just thinking, I can't do this. It's very, very difficult. But eventually, I just practiced and practiced, and it came to me. And, you know, I started getting more and more confident. And then I started asking friends of mine that were DJs if I could just play a little bit in, during their sets while they were playing in clubs.
Yeah.
And the first time I ever played out was in the Sauce Bar in Maidstone. And a friend of mine, he was the resident DJ there. So he let me play. And I was so nervous. I was saying to him, don't leave me, don't leave me. And this is, you know, a good 15 odd years ago. And he was saying, no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I won't leave you. And as soon as I got on the decks, he left me. I freaked out and I took the wrong needle off.
Oh,
and the music completely stopped, and I was just absolutely devastated. Yeah, people cheering, and I just thought, oh, sod it, I'll get back on with it. So, anyway, played there a few weeks on the trot, and then the next thing I know, one of the promoters from there, he'd offered me a weekly residency in a bar that had just opened in Maidstone. So I started playing there. I did that for a while, and these were paid gigs, so I start all of a sudden I'm being paid for DJing, and it's regular. And then before I knew it, I was playing in another bar, so every weekend was taken up with DJing. I was playing one bar one night and one bar the next.
Amazing.
And it was brilliant, you know. It was so great to see people dancing to my track selections. And at this point, I was playing funky soulful house. Oh. And I absolutely loved it. And it was so good. And then I met with some other DJs from the area. We met on a night out, and we decided to start working together as a crew, really. And we got ourselves a regular night in another club in Maidstone, and we were sort of playing on rotation, and that was all house music. We were playing private parties. We were having a whale of a time. And then I decided I wanted to kind of push my skills a bit further and learn a bit more technical mixing, that kind of thing. So I joined the academy at Ministry of Sound.
Okay.
When they used to have one there in London. Mm. And went through the program there. That was a 12-week program. And off the back of that, I ended up having some nights playing upstairs in, I think it's called The Loft in Ministry. So that was absolutely amazing. It's like the highlight of my DJing career. I also played a regular slot in Liquid and Envy in Harlow, which was quite difficult to play because I was playing house music and it was really an R&B night. So I was kind of warming up for the R&B DJ. But anyway, it seemed to work, and I was getting paid for that as well. So it was awesome, you know, it was brilliant. Yeah. But then I would say about, 5 years ago, I started my own business, and I found that I wasn't really getting the time to, you know, put into the DJing, because I think you really need to spend time searching through new music. And at the time, I was doing a radio show on Fresh Radio, and it was just very time consuming to do alongside the business. And I was kind of not really finding much music that I liked. Mm. So I just thought, you know what, I've had a really good 10 years, and I think I'll just hang up my headphones. So that's what I did.
Wow.
I focused on the business, but I always had that yearning to really get back on the decks. Mm-hmm. But I'd gone off the music at the time. So somebody introduced me to liquid drum and bass.
Yeah.
And I just thought, what is this? I was like, what is this? It's liquid drum and bass. I was like, oh my God. I always thought drum and bass was really, well, my brother used to DJ drum and bass, quite heavy drum and bass. And I always used to think that's what drum and bass was. But I suddenly discovered this beautiful, melodic, vocal, orchestral music with this drum and bass beat. And I absolutely fell in love with it. And I just thought, you know what? I need to do this. I need to start playing this stuff. And it's just gone on from there over the last 3 years or so, trying to build a fan base and get myself out there. And yeah, that's where we are now.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I also share your passion for liquid drum and bass. I absolutely love it. Like the layers, it was Etherwood
and stunning.
Hybrid Minds, Technomatic. It's just rollers, isn't it? Like so cool.
It was Hybrid Minds and Technomatic that were doing a mix together back to back.
Yeah.
And that was the very first mix I ever heard.
Oh, really?
And for liquid drum and bass. And I just, you know, the Tiffany Juno track, that Hybrid Minds did, all of those. And I just thought, oh wow, I absolutely love this. And as I started exploring it more, I was falling in love with it even more. Yeah. And then I started going out on the drum and bass scene, which I'd never done before. Mm-hmm. And I found that it had an amazing following. The people were so passionate about the music, they were really there to dance. And I just absolutely fell in love with the whole scene.
Yeah, it's very family orientated drum and bass, isn't it? It's like it's almost like the little misfits club that everybody's accepted in. And it's cool, isn't it? I love
it. One big family.
Yeah, it is. That's how we've kicked off our friendship through drum and bass. And
Absolutely. Once you share a passion for drum and bass with somebody, you're friends for life.
that is 100% true, mate. 100%.
Okay.
So that's cool. So now into the drum and bass scene, you've managed to get yourself gigs, you've managed to get yourself radio shows, you're dipping your toe into producing. But let's talk about the radio show. So you're on Origin every other Saturday. How's that going? Yeah. That that's a pretty iconic drum and bass radio station to get involved in.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant, actually. And I'm so chuffed to have that opportunity. Mm. Somebody else that plays on the station actually recommended me to them, and I sent them in an audition and I was given a slot.
Yes.
So I was absolutely chuffed. Before I was doing Origin, I was playing on Dose Radio up in Luton, and you know, absolutely loved the setup that they had there, but it was quite a long way for me to travel, so to get something on my doorstep and you know, such an iconic station as that, it's absolutely brilliant for me. So started playing a fortnightly show. Yeah. And to start with, I didn't have the confidence to do much speaking. After that, I suppose as the weeks went on, I started getting involved on the chat box and really, you know, not just playing the music but promoting myself and speaking to people and, you know, doing a proper radio show. So now it's like second nature to me to get on the mic and play the tunes.
It's strange, isn't it? I remember when I used to do a lot of internet radio, it's a little bit intimidating to be like, hi, it's DJ Lady Eliza. But then once you get into it and you've got like the regulars every week and you're like, all right, Dave, how's it going? Like,
yeah, that's it.
How was your weekend? You're banging. Like, it's funny, isn't it? Like, but it does take a couple of like almost like confidence shows to just kind of get into that vibe, doesn't it?
Totally. Because when I look back at the time when I was playing on Dose, I wouldn't talk at all. Yeah. I was too scared to talk. But you know, now, well, you really have to, you know, you're entertaining people, and I've got a little following, a little fan base. I've got my regulars who always listen.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate them for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I think, did I put you in contact with Mark for Dose, wasn't it? For an interview.
That's where it all started. Yeah. So Mark let me do a guest mix on his show, on Dose.
Yeah, yeah.
And then off the back of that, they offered me a regular slot, so I played monthly there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got him to thank for that as well.
I'll tell him that you're on this podcast. Well, I'll have to share the podcast with him anyway. Yeah. He'll have to listen to this. Thanks,
He's
Mark.
He's a really good guy. Yeah, really good guy. And I met him playing at Wilkstock.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. It's funny how things happen, isn't it? Connections. You never know where they're going to lead. And it's all about asking people for like, oh, you know, can I do a guest mix on your show? Yes.
Definitely. And I think, you know, the good thing for me, and this gives me some clarity that I'm actually doing the right thing, is that everywhere I play, I end up getting something else from the off the back of it, you know? So to me, that means that, you know, I'm kind of doing something right here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're giving you a little bit of credibility and confidence to carry on doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Totally. Yeah. Totally.
That's exciting. And also, so Divine Radio, you're doing Garage. Love that.
Yeah. So this is a funny turn of events, really. So I have a best friend who is a real Garage head. And you know her as well. She's one of the old school Garage ravers from back in the day. And she always talks about it and always plays me the Garage. And I'm just like, yeah, it's all right. You know, it's fine. I didn't really understand it. And I always think that when we'd gone on Garage nights, I'd only heard the commercial, you know, sort of cheesy Garage stuff that probably went into the charts.
Yeah.
And I'm totally an underground girl. So I was all a bit like, well, okay, I'll come with you if you come to the drum and bass with me. But that's about as far as it went. And then I met a producer who's a Garage producer. And he started sending me some really underground old school Garage. And I started thinking, wow, this is amazing. I absolutely love it. It's feel good. It's bouncy. It's similar to house music, but, you know, different. And I just absolutely fell in love with that as well. And I was just thinking, I can't believe I can be in love with two different genres of music, but I really am. And at the time that I met this guy, I'd started to learn to produce. And I was making some drum and bass beats, but then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I might just try a bit of Garage. So ends up, during the last lockdown, teaching myself to produce. I'd been to the London Sound Academy and had a few taster lessons with them. But ultimately, I taught myself. So during the last lockdown, I produced 3 drum and bass tunes and 3 Garage tunes. And absolutely love it.
That's amazing. It's almost as if Garages are your like little guilty pleasures. No.
It is. And at first I was not really talking about it on social media or anything, because I was thinking, well, I really should only be supporting one genre. But actually, there are quite a few DJs around that are multi-genre. And I discovered the other day that there's a female DJ that I'm not sure of her name, but she plays a drum and bass set and throws in some Garage. So I think I might be trying that next.
Yeah, why not? I know quite a few of the drum and bass DJs also play trance. Miss Magoo? She played side trance the other day. Like, she was like,
wow.
How I started out before my jungle day.
I know her. I met her at Hospitality in the Park last year.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Very funny girl.
Yeah, and then who else? Do you know Madame Electrophy? She put some mixes out, I think it was like a mini EP, and called it like a 5-trick pony, and it was a different genre each one. I think I think it's important to like play as many as you can. Yeah, that's it. And also, like, everybody listens to so much music these days, and we've all come from different musical backgrounds. So even if, you know, I remember somebody saying to me that, oh, you know, if you just want to play drum and bass and put drum and bass out, if somebody else listens to you and follows you and they hear you playing something else, they won't listen again. That's not the case anymore. People were listening to everything, aren't they?
That's what I was worried about, actually, to be honest. And a few people had said to me, you know, just be known for one style of music. But I don't know. I seem to have picked up a kind of following on Divine, for the Garage. And, you know, that boosts your confidence as well. So I've got some people following me for drum and bass and some for Garage. So
yeah,
it's good.
I think it's great. I mean, I play multiple genres myself, and I normally, when I go over and play in Chatel, I start with like house, or I might start with a little bit of hip hop, rolling into a bit of house, funky house, jacking house, into garage, UK bassline, finish on drum and bass. And it absolutely works, because you have taken these people on a journey. And I think starting with garage and then finishing on drum and bass, that would be an ultimate set. Like,
yeah, that would be an ultimate set. I mean, I couldn't do it on Origin because they're a drum and bass station, but I could perhaps practice that on Divine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what you're saying is you're going through the tempos and increasing it gradually and finishing on the high tempo. So it works, doesn't it?
It does work, yeah. And it's loads of fun, isn't it? Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love playing around with different things, and yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you know, oh God. I mean, when you've got people in the middle of like your palm and you're playing an awesome set, you can shove anything in and they'll love it. Like,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I like to chuck a few of my own tracks in there as well now when I'm on the radio.
Yeah, see what the feedback's like.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So have you got any of your tracks? So obviously you've just got some, you've made 3 drum bass tracks, sorry, and 3 garage tracks. Yeah. Are any of them being released?
Actually, I was very, very surprised. I sent the 3 drum and bass tracks off just to get some feedback.
Yeah.
And one label that's just about to launch, called HG1 Records, have decided to sign one of my tracks. So that's amazing. That's going out on Bandcamp. I'm not sure when though, because obviously the COVID has put a bit of a halt on things. Yeah. On the garage side of things, I'm even more surprised to find that one of my tracks is being signed on a white label project. It's kind of a catchy back to 9 to 5 style track. And the producer or label owner that I sent it to was really, he loved it.
Mate, that's amazing.
I was going on a 4-track EP.
Yeah.
Coming out on vinyl only. Really? And that should be this year sometime.
That's exciting. I mean, it just goes to show you, I mean, it's like that hashtag, isn't it? Hashtag COVID made me do it. If it wasn't for COVID, you probably wouldn't have had the time to do this.
Or the headspace, or, you know, because you really do need to be focused and in the right mood and get the creative juices flowing, you know. And I think by the end of it, though, I did have a bit of writer's block. So yeah. I've had a little bit of a rest from it, but I'm really keen to get back into it now.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And I think you do need the headspace, like you say. And I think you need to be focused, especially if you're going to start any project. It doesn't matter whether it's producing or whether it's like anything to do with music. You need to have that right frame of mind and be ready to commit, don't you?
Totally. Yeah, you totally do. And you have to have a kind of a clear path mapped ahead. So, you know, where you're going. And, you know, many a time I sat down in front of the computer and was starting to make a drum and bass track and then jump into a garage one and then leaving it and then coming back to the DMV. So, yeah, it's kind of how the mood takes you.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's interesting. So how many other tracks have you made before? How many other tracks have you made in total?
So I've got 6 finished tracks.
Yeah.
And I've got a few that are partially finished.
Yeah.
Sitting there. But yeah, that's it really. But I am due to kind of get back on there and carry on. And I've got a few collabs coming up as well.
Okay.
Collaborations. So my vocalist that I work with as well, we're doing a track together.
Nice. So, and that's Ms. B, right?
B, yes. Yeah. So actually, I'll tell you the story about that. The year before last, actually, God, I've lost a year. We were backstage at Ronnie Size and got chatting to a girl, and I was just saying, you know, yeah, I'm a DJ, I'm looking for an MC. And she said, I'll do it. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, I'm a vocalist. And from there, we decided to put together a double act. Nice. And so basically, I will play beautiful liquid drum and bass and she will freestyle singing over the top of it. And we did a couple of practice sessions, and I was just like, wow, blown away by this girl's voice.
Yeah.
She really gets into the zone when she's singing. And we just thought, wow, we've got something here. No one else is doing this as far as I'm aware. So let's try and push this further. So we're going to be putting a track together between us.
Yep.
To try and bring out. And we actually went up to Manchester last year in the break between lockdowns and played on Block to Block.
Oh, yeah.
Which was absolutely brilliant. And we had 15,500 views on our video.
Amazing.
And we sat at the top of the charts for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and there are big names that go up there and play, such as Boo.
Yes.
And Cass, you know, there's lots of people.
Radio station, isn't it? Like, it's got a massive following as well.
Yeah, yeah. Really good platform. I think they've got something like 60,000 followers. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, that was a great opportunity for us. And it kind of even boosted our confidence a bit more. So we hope to do more this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got to wait for things to change so that we can get back into the studio.
Yeah. Got to wait for the world to get back to normal so that we can all resume our music lifestyle.
That's it. I mean, we've really been affected by this, haven't we, as an industry. So we've just got to do what we can at home and, you know, just keep that momentum going.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's a great, I mean, the whole concept of you DJing with a vocalist / MC is amazing. Two girls together. I really think that there isn't a huge market for, well, there's not that women out there DJing anyway. And then to have two together, anytime I've gone on tour with another woman, it's been like the response from the crowd has been unreal. They love it. And the fact that she's on the mic, I mean, I saw the Block to Block thing. It's cool. It's really cool. And it's very, very niche and unique.
Yeah. She's very good. And I think together, we're good together because when I'm selecting the tracks for that, I have to be aware and, you know, have it in my mind, is this track going to work with her voice?
Yeah.
Is there too many vocals in it already for her to sing over? But what she likes is a little bit of a hook so that she can vibe from it. So the track selection for those gigs takes me some time.
Yeah.
And then I send them off to her and she'll say yay or nay and see what she can do with it. But ultimately, it is freestyled.
Yeah.
Mainly, so you know, when we watch it back and listen to it back, we're just patting each other on the back saying, well done, that was so good. That sounds brilliant.
That's so good.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, I mean, it's completely niche as well, so I look forward to seeing, you know, like post COVID where things are going to go for you girls, like, definitely.
Yeah.
So have you got any so what's in the pipeline for you apart from radio, I suppose? As you're in the UK, you're just kind of waiting to see what happens.
Well, actually, I'm just about to start another course with Graham Farmer.
Nice.
He's a very good, for me, a very good, you know, source of knowledge.
Yeah, I love Graham.
And the reason I'm doing that with him is because he's very clued up on the tech side of things. So I am planning to start my own podcast.
Nice.
For Liquid Drum and Bass.
Yes.
And I'm also going to start my own YouTube channel as well, because I haven't done those things. So I think for me, while we're not able to get out and play gigs, I need to boost my social media presence and try and sort of grow my audience that way. So that starts next week.
Well, yeah, I've heard about, well, actually, I'm having a little catch up with Graham tomorrow. I love Graham. I was on his mentorship program, was it last year or the year before? And yeah, I've invested into Graham and his knowledge, and I couldn't recommend him enough. He's really cool. He's really cool. And this new course that he's like just designed, which I'm going to find out more details on tomorrow. Look, I mean, it just, yeah, it's going to be brilliant. And I know quite a few people who have signed up for it as well. So I think he's only got a couple of spots left, actually.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. I mean, I had that call with him last week and he, you know, explained what it was all about. And I just agreed straight away because I know that, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have met you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? It's true because we wouldn't have met. And that was only through Danielle putting us all together, putting us all in the same WhatsApp group for hospitality.
Like, yeah.
Amazing.
Danielle Devox. She's on my list to do a collaboration with.
Yeah, she's on my list for a podcast.
Amazing vocalist, isn't she? Absolutely brilliant.
Honestly, she sent me one of her tracks that is going to be released, or is going to be released or going to a label. Either way, I can't share too many details. I can't really remember what those specific secret details are, but it was wicked. Like, yeah. What's this?
I think she sent me the same a clip of the same one. And if it's the one you're talking about, it was just
Chart-topper, right? Yeah. Like, surely.
Yeah. Very pleased with her.
I like just supporting other women is just so good, isn't it? Like, just bumping each other along, you know, like, seeing what we're doing.
We're part of the same WhatsApp group, aren't we, as well, for women in the industry. And I just think, you know, that women stick together and try and help each other. And that's such a good thing.
Yeah. No, it is.
Because it isn't easy as a woman to make it in the music industry. I do think that it's still very heavy on the male side of things, and it's starting to change, but we've really got to stick together and kind of stand up and say, come on, we're as good as the guys.
Yeah, and I definitely believe that. Actually, I think a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of the women that have actually made it into the scene and like proper high end, they all came up through a mentorship program, they all came up through a scholarship program, they all came up through coaching, and no one really talks about this. So it's really important to invest in yourself. I was just chatting to Eileen from the Unicorn Mothership. She's also doing, got a podcast coming out with her soon. She's all about that, and even investing in herself as a coach to carry on providing like the best possible options to her people. It's, you just have to invest in yourself. It's so worth it. It's so worth
totally,
it.
Totally. I mean, I've definitely put a lot of money into this. You know, it's not a cheap hobby to have, is it? Let's face it.
No.
But, you know, it's all definitely a great investment, totally. And, you know, anyone who can give you the knowledge, you know, pass their knowledge on to you to help you progress, then, yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, success. It is the way forwards, and it is important to invest, and even just to have somebody to bat off your ideas and information to. And I'm always offering my services out to people. If they want to grab like a 30-minute free call with me, they can go to my website, and I'll just give them a little bit of advice. Like, it's important, isn't it? Sharing is caring.
Absolutely, yeah. And you hope that you get something back in return. So
maybe some love, maybe a hug. You don't know where things go. You know, I've had other women come and do like tours over here in France, and then I've got gigs back in England. You know, like you, like when you met Dingy at Wilkstock, and then you're on Dose, and then now you're on Origin. And things just roll if you're nice. Like,
totally. It's all about networking and, you know, helping other people out, and they help you back. I went to the Amsterdam dance event.
Yeah.
Not last year, obviously, the year before, and got chatting to a guy outside the hotel where the party was happening. It was a Shanghai Records party. Just went outside chatting to some guy. Now, I'm actually a resident on his radio station, which is a virtual digital radio station called Eye to Eye Radio. Yeah. And I did a mix for them, and that actually developed into me becoming one of their residents and playing for them regularly. So, you know, it's all about networking and being positive and having confidence in yourself and just asking.
Yeah, that's it. You hit the nail right on the head. Having confidence in yourself and asking and being nice, basically, isn't it? And yeah. That's what we're doing.
Of course. And not taking all the time, giving where you can.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's the route to success.
Totally. I always try and make a point of having a guest on my radio show, somebody who's perhaps up and coming and wants to get into the scene. I let them come along and physically play, or they send in a mix for me to play. I'm also really keen to be promoting other producers' music, so I always ask for people to send me their music and I give it a push, because I think that, you know, I'm privileged to be on that platform where it can make a difference.
Yeah, that's it. That's lovely. That's really cool. So apart from the course and more investment this summer, is there anything else going on? I suppose you're not going to be able to get anywhere yet. Hopefully the retreat. Hopefully the retreat.
I really hope the retreat will be going ahead, because for me that's again the next step in my career. And I hope, you know, off the back of that to come away full of knowledge and become the yoga.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Pick up a few more connections, you know?
Wow, exactly.
And I think really I'm just gonna keep pushing myself, try and do this monthly podcast. I'm also actually going to be launching a record label with some other girls in the industry, And it is for females.
Yeah.
So it's run by females for females.
I have heard about this record label. Yes, tell us more. Tell us more.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be, well, it's called Renegade Snares. Mm-hmm. And I'm launching it with a few other girls from the industry. Some of them have worked for big labels in the PR department and so forth. So I think, you know, it's a really good team of people that we've got there. And we're going to be hopefully launching when we can, probably towards the end of this year, if we're mm-hmm. all back to normal by then. And we'll be having a launch party for the industry and the press. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. So initially we'll be taking tracks from females.
Yep.
And we'll be playing, or we'll be releasing anything from 140 beats per minute right up to the 174. Nice. So that means that there's quite a wide spectrum of drum and bass that we'll be allowing onto the label. And, you know, there will be some male producers on there as well, but ultimately this is something run by girls for girls. So I'm very excited to be part of that.
I'm going to be speaking to you're doing it with Shelley, isn't it? Shelley,
right.
Yeah, she's one of the other women involved, and I'm going to be speaking to her on the podcast probably in the next couple of months to talk about the whole label. So yeah,
brilliant.
very
absolutely brilliant. Yeah, we're very excited about that. But obviously, it's all been put on hold for now. And for me, that will be a platform for me to put out my productions as well. So hopefully that will give me some more, you know, more of a captured audience.
Yeah, more work to do.
More work to do as well. But it keeps you busy, doesn't it?
It does keep you busy.
Absolutely love it. When it's your passion, you don't mind.
Well, no, exactly. You find time, don't you? So
exactly. Yeah,
the whole YouTube thing, I need to get onto that route. I was speaking to somebody the other day, and she's into her second year now of doing a YouTube channel, a tech one. It's Lena, what's it she called it? LNA Talks Technical Stuff. She went from 1,000 followers in the first year, and now she's got 12,000 in year two.
Wow.
And I took I bet her 10 quid or 10 euros that she'll hit the target of the 3 year, which is 100,000 followers. So it was like last week. So last week in a year, I'm going to see whether she's hit her target of 100,000 followers. Yeah.
That's amazing. Isn't
it? Like the growth on YouTube at the moment is crazy. So if anyone's listening to this, get your YouTube channel sorted.
To be honest, I don't know the first thing about it, hence why I'm going to join Graham's course.
Mate.
But I mean, I just think that's probably the next step, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think
you're doing quite a lot of live streams as well.
Okay, how's it going?
Which I wasn't really keen to do those in the start of lockdown, but to be honest, I'm actually fine doing that now. So I've played a couple of gigs for charity, did a stream for cancer research last summer, and that's my first attempt at trying to set myself up on OBS and get the camera positioned properly and, you know, do the show. And actually it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, so now I'm more than happy sometimes when I play my Divine show, which I play from home, sometimes I have the camera on with it. Nice. And stream it through my Facebook or my Instagram. So yeah, I mean, really it's about building confidence, isn't it? And not being scared to take the next step.
Yeah, especially with technology as well. Like, I mean, there are so many YouTube videos and stuff on how to set this up. It shouldn't be a scary thing. I haven't done the whole live streaming thing. A, because I don't really have the room, and B, I just haven't gone down that side of it. But I have heard it's an absolute nightmare for quite a few people.
Yeah, it's fiddly. Let's face it. I mean, the first time I did it, they couldn't hear me because I didn't have the. I don't know what I'd done wrong, but had to restart it. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot to remember, and let's face it, when I started DJing, it was vinyl. You had your two decks and you had your mixer and that was it.
Yeah,
you know, but now it's every day there seems to be something new, you know, and it's hard to keep up with it. So I kind of just think, all right, I'm playing on CDJs from USBs at the moment. That's how I play. But you know, I'm sure at some point I'll probably have to go into the next level of technology that they bring out.
Oh my God. Yeah. You and me both.
Yeah.
Well, mate, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How can people follow you? What's the best
way? So you can follow me on Instagram, Victoria VDNB.
Cool.
You can follow me on Facebook, Victoria-V.
Yeah.
And I'm on Mixcloud and Soundcloud as well, Victoria V. And if you want to tune in to the radio shows, it's originuk.net every other Saturday afternoon, 4 till 6. And Divine London, Divine Radio London, which is every other Sunday, 2 till 4.
Amazing. Dude, thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love and good vibes always. See you next week.